Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Corinthians 4, the verses 11 to 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11 to 15. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Our theme for reflection is dying to live. Dying to live, the paradox of Christian leadership. In the hustle of our daily lives, where the quest for personal achievement and recognition often overshadows the quieter call to servanthood, Paul's words to the Corinthians echo a countercultural message. It is a call to embrace a form of leadership and living that seems contrary to our instincts, to find our truest selves not in the accumulation of success and security, but in the willing surrender to Christ's work within us. This surrender, Paul suggests, is not a passive resignation, but an active daily decision to let go of our desires, fears, and comforts for the sake of something far greater, the revelation of Jesus' life and love through us. It is in this dying to ourselves that we find the paradoxical truth of the gospel. In giving up our life, we find it. In laying down our rights, we are raised up. In serving others, we discover the overflowing grace that leads to genuine thanksgiving and glory to God. My dear friends, the journey of faith is one marked by these moments of surrender, where our personal agendas and desires are replaced by a deeper longing to see Christ glorified in and through us. It is a path that demands courage, for it goes against the grain of our culture and our nature. Yet it is on this path that we find our true purpose and the joy of being used by God to bring life to others. There are two questions for reflection. One, what aspects of your life might God be calling you to die to in order to more fully reveal Christ's life within you? Reflect on personal ambitions, attitudes, or priorities that may need to be surrendered for the sake of embodying the grace and love of Jesus more clearly. Number two, how does the idea of your leadership or influence giving life to others challenge your current approach to service in your community or church? Consider the ways in which your personal sacrifices could potentially lead to spiritual growth and vitality in others. Gracious Father, in the mystery of your love, you have shown us that true life is found in laying ours down. Help us to embrace the call to die to ourselves so that your Son's life may be made manifest in us. Give us the courage to surrender our pride, self-righteousness, and self-centered ambitions, that we might serve you and others with the humility and the love of Christ. May our leadership and influence be channels of your life-giving spirit, bringing hope and renewal to all we encounter. Teach us the joy of serving not for our gain, but for the flourishing of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.